This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. It's been a deadly weekend. Shootings in Chattanooga, Tennessee, Saginaw, Michigan, and Philadelphia. Three people killed in each shooting, dozens wounded in all. Chattanooga Police Chief Celeste Murphy.
Three fatalities have been confirmed, two of which are related to gunshot wounds, and one of which is related to injuries sustained after being struck by a vehicle.
She talked to WTVC-TV. Philadelphia Police Commissioner Danielle Outlaw said yesterday,
"It's unacceptable. It's beyond unacceptable. And we're still using every resource available to get to the bottom of what occurred, not just out there last night, but behind this gun violence in this city, period."
She was on WPVI-TV. Russia's President Putin is pointing his finger at the West, saying don't send longer-range rocket systems to Ukraine. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Vladimir Putin's new warning to the West comes as his forces claim to have destroyed Western military supplies in their first airstrikes on Ukraine's capital in more than a month. The attack evidently shows Russia still has the capability and willingness to hit at Ukraine's heart, despite refocusing its efforts to capture territory in the East. Putin's comments in a TV interview that aired on Sunday come days after the US announced plans to deliver $700 million worth of security assistance for Ukraine. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson could be out of a job after a no-confidence vote today. Also overseas, the U.S. and South Korea are joining in a show of force, launching 8 ballistic missiles into the sea, matching a North Korean display a day earlier. It's the 78th anniversary of D-Day in France. World War II veterans are gathered there. This is AP News. Conservationists are working to help the endangered Bali myna.
Endemic to Bali, the myna has been prized for its striking white plumage and song. But the bird's capture for sale, coupled with habitat loss, led to the myna becoming critically endangered, and by 2001, only about 6 were living in the wild, though there were thousands in cages around the world. Now, conservationists see bird breeders as key to bringing the myna back. Breeders are allowed to keep 90% of the offspring for private sale, while the remaining birds are released into a protected national park in Bali. Veterinarian I. Gede Nyoman Bayu Wurayuda of Friends of the National Parks Foundation.
You need also to give something back to the community so they can feel conservation, give them benefit.
Monitoring is needed to ensure success, but the model could be replicated for other endangered birds. I'm Ben Thomas.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.